This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Scanning face, recognizing JPC. Sit down, please.
God, you shoved my face in a fucking Xerox. What the fuck?
Scanning face and laugh, Aaron Keefe. Sit down, please.
Ow!
She had a face scanner. Why did I get shoved in the fucking Xerox machine? Which, do these exist anymore?
Aaron,
well, you
JPC,
just used it, of course.
I'm so glad that you two found the new studio. Isn't it wild that it's 2022 and we have all this new technology? Say whatever you want, and I can make it happen.
Room, give me a daiquiri.
Making daiquiri, virgin.
Room, give me a spot-on Dax Shepard impression.
Hey.
Wait, I think you pronounced it wrong.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, I got a question. Why do we need all this? Like, the security to get in here is wild. We had to jump over a moat filled with sharks.
Oh, yeah, they made me jump. Fuck. I told them alligators. Is anybody hurt?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I don't know why I couldn't use the bridge. They said that the bridge is for paying guests and I had to jump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought to monetize visiting the studio because it's so technologically advanced. Because it's just, I felt like we should just spend some of our money to upgrade because, again, it's 2022 and technology is limitless.
Adel?
Yeah?
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane.
Okay. Well, you're speaking to a hologram of Adel, just so you know.
Oh, please.
I'm still asleep.
The truth comes out.
I'm still asleep. I thought I would make it my goal to sleep through all of 2022 because I can do it. My body will let me.
You are the Rip Van Winkle of the Chicago improv scene.
You're that limitless pill if it was a limited pill.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, hologram. Are we ready to do an episode or what?
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to host the hologram?
Yeah.
Oh. Tell me you programmed the hologram to host.
Scanning code. Scanning code.
Stop shoving my face in the fucking Xerox machine. I don't have any code.
Scanning code.
I can't help you.
Scanning
code.
How
is the hologram so strong?
Give him some dignity. At least let him scan his butt.
Oh, scanning butt.
Okay, this is more demeaning. I don't know how, but this is way more demeaning. The hologram pants to me.
Daiquiri is ready to insert into your butt.
No. You know what? Not bad. This is virgin, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Oh, God.
They're
still funny.
I'm the hologram of Adel Rafai.
I am JPC.
And I'm a virgin daiquiri. What's up?
And this is the first Hey Riddle Riddle of the new year. Congratulations, everybody. We did it.
We made it.
We made it.
To a year I didn't think could possibly exist.
The best thing about every new year is that it's a new opportunity to have the worst year of your life.
Yeah.
Because 2020 was the worst year of my life. 2021 was somehow the worst year of my life. And 2022 can very well be the worst year of my life.
Amen. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all about mindset.
Are we okay?
No, Aaron, we're not.
You just said yeah, broke my heart.
He said yeah. He muttered it into his chin. He was like, yeah.
And then I went, 2021 was also the worst year of my life, but maybe I shouldn't say anything. I don't know if I need to pile on.
We We're doing okay, and we're doing all right.
We're all going to, this is the year we all go crazy.
Well, here's the thing. All we have to do is put on a brave face and a smile for an hour a week. Honestly, like 55 minutes plus ads, and we can't do it.
No, look, I'm smiling right now. Can you hear it in my voice?
Aaron, you drew a smile onto your face.
Mm-hmm. Why so serious? Is that from something?
Oh, no, Aaron.
How was everyone's holiday?
Good.
I know we're recording this before the new year, so just lie. Just say what you want to have happened over the holiday.
Hold on. Oh, no. I can do something. It was cold.
Yeah, there you go.
And we got our first snow in Chicago, or no?
You already got your first snow.
We already had our
Chicago.
First snow. We had it in October, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Calm down.
I'm going to be in Chicago.
What?
For Christmas, and I'm gonna
Christmas in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Christmas in Chicago.
Is that because Sean's parents are in the suburbs?
Yeah, they're in the suburbs, but his sister's in the city, so we're gonna go stay with his sister and then go to the suburbs.
Fantastic.
Doesn't his sister live at your old apartment?
She does, and it's jarring. It's much cleaner and better with her there.
While you're there, are you gonna try and act like you own the place?
Yeah, I stayed there for our Hey Riddle Riddle live show. And I was like, this is weird. I don't really feel like I can put my feet up anymore.
You went to try and sleep in the main bedroom, and she was like, what the fuck?
And then she was like, Aaron, you're sleeping directly on top of me. I was like, oh, there's a person in this bed.
Yeah, that's wild. That is such, I don't even know what to compare that to in my own life experience. That's such a, weird thing to do, to go spend the night in your old apartment.
Yeah. It's really strange, but. It was a great holiday, and you know what? I'm putting this out there. I won Sean's family's foosball competition.
No, Aaron.
It was my year, and I won.
Aaron, not a chance. Not a chance.
Some of them are professional level good at foosball, but I managed with a little bit of heart and a lot of work. I managed to pull out a win this year, and everyone cheered.
Okay. Adel, do you want to make something fucking heroic that you did for Christmas?
Yeah, both my cats died. But...
No, don't do that. I do not like those jokes. I'm banning those jokes in 2020.
Wait, Aaron, can I tell you about something? Look, I love my dog. I love my dog to death, but can I tell you about a joke that me and Mariah have been doing around the house?
Fine.
We think it would be so funny if people were like, how's spaghetti? And we're like, she was killed. And not give any more follow-up information.
No. You can't speak that into the universe.
Not she died or not that, just that she was killed.
Yeah. I like how you're saying it like it's a thorn in your side. Oh, don't get me started.
She was killed.
How are your dogs?
Can you believe it? She was killed. We'll never understand it.
Unbelievable.
No, I had a wonderful holiday. All my dreams came true. I got every present I wanted. And the new year, you all know that New Year's Eve to me is the bane of my existence. It's the worst holiday ever.
It's my favorite holiday.
It's the worst. All anybody does is try and figure out where the best place to be is, and therefore everybody misses out on being at the best place.
Wow.
That's my dream wedding, is I want to get married on New Year's Eve. Because how excited would you be if you had a wedding that night? You'd be like, great, I have somewhere I got to be. I'm going to dress up, I'm going to laugh and dance.
I do think that would give that day purpose to me, and then I would be excited. So I do agree with that, actually.
Adel, from now on, you're spending New Year's Eve with me.
Wow.
Deal.
Okay.
I'm great at that holiday. Aaron, I make it not sad.
Aaron just party hops all night, and Adel has the fucking worst time of his life.
I'd never introduce you to anyone. I immediately start talking to my friends, and you're sort of just there.
This sucks. Yeah, I'm sure Sean will be thrilled when there's a romantic dinner for three.
No, you got it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So Gemma's not doing anything for
Gemma
New Year's?
Works every New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Adel, come on.
Well, hey, Adel, you used to work every New Year's Eve, right? Would you do the New Year's Eve...
Used to do the World News Tonight show on New Year's Eve because I'd never had a significant other in town, so I would just do the show.
Sad.
We'll say
I
improv show
working.
New Year's Eve was fun.
Did you say sad real quick?
No, man.
I thought you said sad.
No, man.
I heard you.
No,
you're
dude.
Both engaged now. You'll never be sad again. Come on.
I'm never gonna cry again.
Adel, for real. I didn't know you didn't like New Year's. Come on.
It.
Come be with me. We'll go to tiki bars.
Aaron,
Yeah.
Don't threaten this because I'll take you up on it.
I know. And technically, the past is the future and the days of future past.
I'm sorry?
The Winter Soldier.
Uh-oh.
You got to come to New Year's. If you want to come this
the
year,
Winter
you can.
Winter Soldier. That should be a new tradition. Every New Year's Eve, everybody dresses up with a metal arm. Japes, you had a good idea with the tinfoil around the arm.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be Winter...
I can't remember. What was the pun on that, though?
I can't remember.
I forget.
Winter Solstice? I don't
Sean
know.
And I have an inside joke. If I like pretend I all of a sudden understand a movie halfway through, we go, wow, he really was a Winter Soldier.
Fantastic.
Just faking it till you make it.
I'm glad we all have the perfect holidays. I'm glad we all have the best start ever to the New Year's of 2022. But
really breaking into it.
Legally, we still have to do riddles, even though it is 2022, and we thought riddles
would
be obsolete.
I'm sorry, where?
We thought riddles would be obsolete. We thought when we started this podcast, riddles would no longer exist in 2022, but unfortunately they do, so we do have to continue to do them.
I think that riddles, in a way, are like fossil fuels, and that we all know that we shouldn't be using them, but we can't stop, because that's the whole economy is based on this. So
and
it's
there
like,
are millions of gallons of riddles underneath Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and all dinosaurs used to be riddles.
And most wars are fought over riddles.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. In high school, I was wearing a No Blood for Riddles shirt in high school. Uh-huh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Britain calls them Petros.
My favorite lowrider. My lowrider is by a band called Riddles. No, hold on.
Okay, I wanted to say something about riddles. So I met a woman named Kat. She came to my Wet Bus improv show.
Okay, I understood. I guess everything.
Right. Great. So I met Kat and I asked her how she found Hey Riddle Riddle, because I'm always just interested. I'm like, how the heck did you find Hey Riddle Riddle? And she said she likes riddles and she Googled riddle podcasts.
Whoa.
And found us that way. And I went I've only had a couple people ever tell me that, and it breaks my damn heart every time, because they waddled up to our show going, this is going
to
be a riddle and puzzle podcast.
Aaron,
and instead, it's three demons.
I don't think waddled up to me is the compliment you meant it to be.
I feel like Aaron only knows one word for walking, and it's waddle.
Everyone
she
waddles.
Waddle.
Yeah, the other day I saw her hit the top of a taxi cab and say, hey, I'm waddling here.
Exactly. And I want to send my condolences and love for the people who got sucked into our show, truly thinking and searching out a riddle and puzzle and brain teaser.
Terrible,
podcast.
Just terrible.
Can you believe that's heartbreaking?
Oh, similar anecdote, actually, Aaron. This is wild. I met a cat named Woman, and the cat said, I got too near her. I got too close. And
yes.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, you invaded that cat space.
Similar anecdote, JPC and Aaron, please drink this, because the daiquiri that you drank is poison.
Oh, good.
Well, and JPC put his up his butt, so...
So the antidote up the same way?
Sure.
Two in the bush, one on the stone?
You have an anal bush? we have to move on. So this is for Kat. We're going to start doing some riddles.
Kat, yeah,
this
Kat,
is
these
specifically,
are for you.
This is just for you and nobody else. So everybody else, please turn this episode off. Here
honestly,
we go. Here's a warm-up riddle. Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to be doing New Year's predictions. I mean, didn't we New Year's predictions last year?
Might have been on the Patreon. Those
Hell
are different
yeah,
people.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. I guess find it if it's there.
What a little Hansel leading a little breadcrumb trail to a Patreon plug. Okay. Here's our first. This is a warm-up riddle. What is special about these words? Job? Polish, herb. What is special about these words? Job,
they're all
polish,
you said
herb.
Them.
Oh, Aaron!
Hey,
it's beautiful.
Come spend
like
New Year's with
cup.
Me, pal.
They're all euphemisms for sex. Hand job, hand polish, hand herb, herb job.
Herb job. I've got some questions,
Aaron. You've never put cilantro and rosemary in somebody's
is what mind. In somebody's what? Hello.
Into it. Onto it. Whatever.
Put cinnamon sugar on my tits and let's go for a ride, everybody.
What?
Hold on. Stop.
What?
Stop.
What's up?
Aaron, we can't start the year off by making a t-shirt, okay? We can't make a brand new shirt at the very first episode of the year.
I decided I'm not censoring myself anymore.
Hold on. Let me see if I have this right. Put cinnamon sugar on my tits and let's go for a ride.
Yeah. Then I said everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying to every Uber driver that I come across now. Are you Adel?
One star.
Let's my tits and let's go for a ride.
One herb... star passenger, Adel Ravai.
Herb job.
Herb job and hand?
Polish.
Polish or polish?
Sorry, polish.
Polish.
Job, polish, and herb. What is special about
something
these
to do
words?
With the dictionary of like a word they come after in the dictionary?
No. But that's a very good guess.
Is it sausage, polished sausage, herb sausage, and a sausage job?
You're getting closer.
Is it is there one word that fits with all three of these words? Is that what they have in is it like what they have in common type of thing?
No, they don't kind of connect with each other except for in one regard. But it's not like a word that goes before or after them.
It's not a word that goes before or after them, but they are connected.
Job, polish, herb.
Does the order matter
about these words? Nope.
Is it okay. Matter like who created them or where they're from? Like, is it like trivia about the origin of those words?
Nope.
Job, polish.
I'm starting to really
herb.
Lose my patience here, Adel.
Aaron's like, I'm trying to be nice by guessing, but I need the answer now.
It's really sweet, but I feel like I'm being really nice, but I'm.
I want to see a scene.
Oh.
I want to see a scene. So, JPC, you are you work for some company, and you are doing a job interview with Aaron. Okay. Aaron, you think that you're absolutely nailing this job interview, but for some reason, you're not getting the job offer, and you're starting to really lose your patience, even though you are putting on this really polite facade.
That's a great answer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I mean, the next one is, obviously kind of more of a formality, but can you tell me about a time in mm-hmm. your work experience that you had to make a brave decision?
Ooh, I guess the time I went into my job and the day before I accidentally, everyone in my work had heard me complain about the job.
Oh, no. Wow.
And I had sent out a mass email by accident calling everyone an idiot. And then I had specific insults about everyone in the office. And then I came in the next day with my head held high, knowing that everyone hated me. So when do I start?
So
I guess.
I'm sorry. So it was the email went out accidentally, but you had pre-written insults about everyone that you worked with in the
yeah,
email?
Yeah, so I was sending an email to myself. That's how I do. That's how I blow off steam. And instead, sure. I emailed it to the entire company.
Oh.
So I wonder, like, if I can get a desk by a window or if I could start today.
Well, I mean, in terms of salary requirements, now we are, you know, we're open to having a conversation about this.
Yeah, I would love to be paid in money. How much do you get paid?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, because your salary requirements, you just did $8 signs.
Yeah.
I don't know if eight an arbitrary number, or were you looking for like eight figures?
Well, sure. But like, I just want like money. And if I could be paid in cash today.
Okay.
See.
Did she get it? Did she get the job?
Like a python's jaw, Aaron truly unhinged.
Go to a job interview and ask you to get paid out that day.
So how much is this hour of my time worth?
Oh, my God. Hey,
honestly,
you know what? They should fucking
it.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
I
agree. For being interviewed. What is special about these words? Job, polish, herb. And I'll give you a hint. I accidentally spoiled it by saying something earlier.
Well, don't make me think.
That's not a hint. Are these all toppings for, like, hamburger or a...
Yeah, can I get a burger with some jab and some polish?
Nacho.
It's not like what the words mean, right?
In a way, it is. The meaning, their meaning can possibly change.
Huh. Oh, so they all have the letter B in them.
excuse me?
P, I mean, P.
My dad is Middle Eastern, and so English is his second language, and he cannot, I don't know if this is like, universal with Middle Eastern folk or just him specifically, but he can't really say the word B. And my mom's name is Patty, so he would always, as a kid, he'd be like Betty, and he would get like a can of Pepsi. Like it was very weird and unique.
Oh, so he couldn't say the word P. He said yeah. P's as B's.
Yes. So okay. I don't know P's if that's like B's. A thing of like in Arabic there's no P sound or something. I don't
that's
know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But it always stuck with me that he couldn't say my mom's name. I wonder where they got divorced.
He could, but just in his own way.
Yeah. Or maybe he was just calling her Batty. Job, polish, herb.
I would like a hint.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Let's see here. Springfield, Sacramento. I want to say.
Why are we saying cities?
Austin. I want to say.
What do you want? Why do you want to say Austin, though? Tell me why you want to say Austin.
I think me struggling to think of certain cities should also be a hint.
These aren't capitals, are they?
Well, no. Those are capitals.
Those are capitals.
So we're not talking about cities, though. We're talking about these three words. Job, polish, herb. And with polish, I already kind of ruined the answer.
Polish.
Capital.
Yeah. So how did we get from polish to Polish? And thinking along the lines of Sacramento and Austin and Springfield.
Capitalizing all of these changes what they mean?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. They are pronounced differently when the first letter is capitalized. Job becomes Job. Polish becomes Polish, and herb becomes herb.
Well, then fine.
What?
Excuse me?
Then fine, okay. Okay.
Aaron, why are you so mad?
Podcast off of me. Get it off of me.
Aaron, this thing will never come off. Your whole life, you will always have been on Haverhill Road.
I got something to say. If you spell your name J-O-B, my man, your name's Job. If you spell your name H-E-R-B, your name is
What if Job? What if Job is from the Bible?
Yeah, well, in Ezekiel 4:25, somebody gets a hand Job.
Get it off me. Ew, ew, ew.
Ew, 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 ew.
I refuse to call anyone named Job anything but Job.
Just don't call me late for dinner. Turn me on my side and I am everything. Cut me in half, and I am nothing. What am I?
Is this like an hourglass?
In a way.
Oh, good.
Time.
Then I rest
and
my case.
It's not Kate Winslet and Titanic. Turn me on my side, and I am everything. Cut me in the half, and I am nothing. What am I? Hourglass is not far off, but it's not...
Is it an object?
Is
it time?
It's more of an idea. When it's on its side, it does have to deal with time to some degree. Huh. Turn me on my side and I am everything. Cut me in half and I am nothing. What am I?
A car.
Aaron Keefe, come Poison. On down. You just want a brand new car.
Poison.
I was trying to think of it. It's like, is it like me sleeping? Because side sleep, the best sleep of my life. Me cut in half, worst night of sleep I've ever had.
When I sleep on my side, it is everything.
Oh, yeah, when that magician cut you in half and you're like, I can't sleep a wink. I don't know if I'm ever going to see my feet again.
Actually, Aaron, little known fact, in the GPC, the brains are in the feet.
Oh! We'd love to do a magic school bus tour of your body. Like shrink down and then go through your nose and just see where everything is. Because it's definitely not in the right order.
And the magic school bus of my body, they're like, a lot of empty space in here.
And your heart's in your throat.
Can I make a guess? Bladder in the head? Bladder instead of brain? Bladder where the brain is?
Semen in the ears?
Bladder where the brain is, semen production, so testes in the ears. Yes.
Testes. Is this thing on? Turn me on my side, I am everything. Cut me in half, I am nothing. What am I? So think about...
Is it a word?
Yes, in terms of it, there's a word for this idea.
Oh.
Okay.
So think about everything. What's another term for everything?
All. Oh, is it a circle, a hole?
Yeah. You're on the right track with
a
circle.
A zero, like turn me on my side and I'm nothing.
Zero is part of the answer, technically.
Cut me in half and I'm what?
100.
I am nothing. So cut me in half, I am nothing. You're right. Zero is nothing. So you're right. You're on a very good track right there. So think about a zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the answer here. Cut me in half, I'm nothing.
Eight.
Bingo, bingo, hot to top.
Infinity.
The number eight. If you turn me on my side, I'm everything. The infinity symbol. Cut me in half, I am nothing. Zero. Good job.
I would like to see a scene. And you can pick whatever personalities they have. JPC, you're the number eight. And Adel, you're the number nine. And you guys are just talking.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I know you thought that 7 ate me.
I thought 7 ate you.
Yeah, I didn't. I got away.
You got away?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'm sorry, man. I know. I took off, but I thought you
kinda,
were a goner.
Yeah, kind of fucked up our whole lives. You've been, you've been sort of a shield between us, and then you just fucking scrambled away. So
he had you.
Yeah.
He had you.
Okay.
You're going to...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you going to hold this against me?
You know what? I am. Plus
you wouldn't have done the same. Hold on.
What?
You wouldn't have done the same fucking thing. You would if 7 had me, not like he's gonna get me. He had me. You wouldn't have done the same fucking thing.
I would have done.
My ears burning.
Oh Jesus!
You
oh,
better shit. Run.
Quick.
5.
Quick,
4.
5's here.
Quick, flip me over. Use me like a golf club. Beat the shit out of the 7.
Let's do this, 9.
Oh, or a shotgun. Yeah, I look like a shotgun.
I've never golfed.
And then they fight. And they all die. Because no one wins when there's violence. See?
When numbers fight, nobody wins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. Oh, no.
What happened here?
What we do in scenes matters.
What we do in scenes matters. What we're doing here is
oh,
important.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. 6, 10. It keeps happening.
Okay, we're going to do one more warm-up riddle. No okay. matter how little or how much you use me, you change me every month. What am I?
A calendar.
Showerhead.
Damn, Aaron. It is a calendar.
Want to know how I know that?
Marie calendars?
Nope. I was just thinking that I got to get my 2022 calendar today, and I'm wondering if they're sold out. I get a specific calendar every year, and I forgot to buy mine.
I use, my entire life, I've used like daily planners, like the spiral kind of notebook daily planner thing. I've never had maybe as a kid I had one, but as an adult, I've never had like an actual wall calendar. Is that, you actually have a wall calendar?
I have a wall calendar, and my mom okay. has the same one, and then we always talk about, like, hey, what do you think of the art on this month's
And by
calendar?
Art, you mean the sexy fireman from Boston?
I was going to say.
You don't know.
I get a calendar. It's the same calendar I get every year. And it's just every month is a different burned out building that could have been saved if a hunky fireman was there instead of taking a fucking picture for a calendar.
That'd be so
hold
funny.
On, hold on. That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, that's really
photo
funny.
Shoot, yeah, the day of the photo shoot, there's just like 400 arsons just running loose.
Do I have enough time to make this calendar before this episode comes out? No.
No.
Will I Google it? Has someone already had this idea and done it better? Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 nights ago, I had a dream, and I know I'm going to regret admitting this.
Oh, hey, man. This isn't that kind of friendship. whatever
please?
You thought this was,
please?
You're no, it's not.
I need to unload this on someone. 2 nights ago, I had a dream that I became like a superhero. I think it's because aww. I had tickets to go see Spider-Man tonight.
Okay.
So I had a dream that I was like a superhero who had like flight and strength and everything, basically like Superman. But in the city, there was no villain. So I just like did nothing. And there was a part where it's like I caught a robber or something and hit him. And I don't think they died or anything. But I remember people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's nothing for me to fight. And they're like, stay in your lane. So I thought that was a very funny thing of like, what if there's like a Superman and there's just like nothing for him to do
in a really
like
sleepy
years
town.
And years.
He's just knocking on people's doors being like, hey.
Because typically right when somebody becomes a superhero, there's also a villain who's
yeah.
like beginning, just starting to like work their evil.
Equal reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I told you I had a roommate once, and it was like noon. He was playing video games, and he fell out of his chair, and then he started laughing. And I was like, what, why are you laughing? And he was like, he told me that he had had a dream last night that he could teleport, and he woke up thinking it was real, but didn't use it until he wanted to go get some cereal like 4 hours after waking up, and then tried to teleport and fell out of his chair.
That's insane.
Pretty great. Well, speaking of teleportion, well, speaking of teleportation, we're
quarter teleportions.
We're going to teleport to some advertisements right now, and we'll be right back with more riddles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with Oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh, no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline, JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe, and I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume. And that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio. Come on, JPC. We can do this.
They also have an awareness mode. And I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages. And he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team, and it looks like
The
costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
And we're back in Wasavan.
Oh.
We're here on the Grand Promenade.
Hold on. I'm on the phone with the Xerox guy.
JPC, I might be somewhat of a sentimental gentleman, but I believe we're all Southern now.
Yeah, and I had a dream last night I'd love to tell you about in great detail.
Hold on, guys. I'm on the phone. No, I didn't break it. It broke.
JPC, did you want to put down the phone and join in the Southern charm?
What do you mean you can track what kind of scans were on it? First of all, how do you know it's my ass?
Oh, this pecan brittle is delicious.
Okay, so you Googled JPC ass, and it was all over that.
Hey, Aaron, I think JPC's going to...
$1,200?
This is bad.
Wow, that's an expensive prom dress. Good luck, buddy. I don't know. Yeah, I would say no. Set boundaries.
Wait,
I had to help that guy.
Quickly.
I had to help that guy. He was telling me about his daughter wants an expensive prom dress, but I don't know. She could work for it, right?
$1,200 for a prom dress is way too overpriced.
That's a lot. You only wear
How many
it
times
once.
Are you going to wear a prom dress?
Once.
Well, I mean, you could probably go to multiple proms.
Well, no. Once, but a bunch if you do an improv Christmas show every year in your 20s.
Excuse me?
And then you wear your prom dress every year for that.
JPC, did you want to be Southern for a little bit, or we're done with that?
Sorry, I was on the phone with the Xerox guy. What were we doing?
Riddles.
Okay, but why?
Because we're out of ideas.
Okay, I hung up the Xerox call for this. I mean, I could have helped that guy with the prom dress. It doesn't matter.
Hello?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, guys.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
How much should you spend on a prom dress? Well, I feel like the most you should be spending is $200. Wait, what? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. She didn't get a summer job. Well, then I don't know. Maybe like 90?
Ellen, did you want to get off the phone and eat some boiled peanuts?
He Xeroxed what?
Okay, everybody hang up their phones.
Hold on, I'm getting a call.
There's Sorry. No...
Damn what it. Is this? What?
Wait, me
I
too,
think,
I'm on the
I
phone
I think you have
too.
The wrong number. What are you saying? You're going to do what to me? Dude, is this a joke? Knock it off. This isn't fun. Oh my God. It's Liam Neeson. He says I have his daughter. I swear to God.
Anna, why don't you get off the phone? JPC
I swear to God, I didn't kidnap
it.
His daughter.
It was Liam Neeson, not the character he played?
No.
Wow, you're fucked.
Liam Neeson said he's coming for me.
He's got money. Like,
bummer.
That's the scariest thing of all.
Well, let's try and get through some episodes so we have some banked in case
in case,
comes after
yeah,
me.
In case okay. The inevitable happens.
Okay, so let's get back to riddles here. How can 8 plus 8 equal 4?
How can 8... plus 8 equal 4?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm surprised this riddle exists in this new world where certain numbers are gone. Yes.
Hear me out. So it's not E-I-G-H-T. It's A-T-E. So each one of those, 8 and 8, three letters. But if we use numerology, A equals 1, T equals 13, E equals 7, 21. So 21 times 2 is 42, divided by 6 is 4. So
I'll give it to you.
Great.
Wow.
Just because I don't want to deal with it.
Okay. Is it like 1 negative or something? But that doesn't make any sense because then that would be 0.
Yeah, there's no negative going on. How can 8 plus 8 equal 4? So it is 8 and 8, and it is 4, in terms of, like, the idea of numbers. But there's another layer to this, so think about where numbers are used and how. I think this is something you said earlier that was a wrong answer for a previous riddle, but it's correct here.
Huh. 8 plus 8 is 4. And this is E-I-G-H-T, like the number 8 plus the number 8 equals the number 4.
Time.
Is that right?
There you go. So how is it?
I am a clock.
Oh, yeah, because clock's at 12. Clock. So it's 8 o'clock plus 8 hours is 4.
Yes. When you think in terms of time, 8 a.m. plus 8 hours equals 4 o'clock.
Interesting. Assuming you don't cross any time zones.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the hour hand. JVC, you are the minute hand. And you are X's, and you exist on the same clock.
Slow down.
What do you mean slow down? Okay.
Slow down. I cannot keep up.
I haven't seen you in like fucking years. It feels like years since I've seen you.
It's been like an hour. Okay. Been like an hour. Okay.
How you look? Well.
You look tall.
Thank you.
How's second hand?
That was just a fling.
Answer the question.
That was so. It was a fling. I'm answering.
How
the
long
question.
Were you guys together?
Who even knows? Okay, but it's over.
Whatever.
Until it's not. It's weird with second hand.
Whatever.
How are you doing? You look well. Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, I've been trying my best to reach one of the numbers, but I'm very short, as you know. But I'm happy. I love being single, and
stay
I
away
like
from
love.
Seven.
Why?
I throw it out. Everybody knows seven's bad news. Stay away from seven.
I don't know. I heard that seven's pretty good at sex. Why would I stay away from seven?
Hey, see you guys in a bit.
Ugh. Hi, secondhand. How are you?
Don't do that. Don't do that to secondhand. No, because it's fucking insincere.
Ugh, whatever.
Because you know that we had a thing. Don't do it.
Okay, I'm sorry I move so slow. And you move fast and you want an exciting life where you do a lot and you go out a lot and you do so much. And I'm sorry that I take my time. Okay? See you in an hour.
I'm thinking about...
What?
I'm thinking about going digital.
What?
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, this rigmarole, me and secondhand, me and you, I mean, it's just like, what is this? What is any of this? Maybe I just go digital and it just fucking put it all to bed, you know?
This is for the high that we all get when we're all at 12. Twice a day, we ride that high. It's amazing.
I fucking hate it at 12, okay?
Hey, see y'all in a bit.
I haven't seen you.
Okay, we did just have sex.
Oh, my God.
See? Sloppy second hands.
Sloppy second hands.
There's a song in there somewhere. Let's do another riddle. What fastens two people yet touches only one? What fastens two people yet touches only one?
Umbilical cord.
That's a good guess, but I believe umbilical cord. I'm not a doctor, but I believe umbilical cords touch both parties.
One part touches the placenta. That's nothing.
Her angel gives her wings.
Okay, so this is a riddle, correct?
This is a riddle.
You have to tell me if it's a riddle, legally.
Legally, it's a riddle. What fastens two people yet touches only one?
It fastens two people.
Wedding.
Only one.
Engagement ring. Engagement ring.
Yes, it's a wedding ring.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Fastens.
I did it. I would like to see a scene.
That's kind of gross. Okay. I don't love that.
JPC,
yes.
You are the best man. And you're, Adel, you are the ring bearer. And JPC, you're making sure the ring bearer doesn't fuck anything up before the ceremony. You really want him to do a good job.
Okay. Listen, you little fucking shit. I don't care whose nephew you are. No, you shut your fucking mouth.
Stop
okay?
shaking me.
I won't.
I'm not paint.
Look, I worked at Sears for 30 years. I know how to shake a paint.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit what happened to that company. It all went down the drain.
Brighter
you
side
better
or
not,
lighter side?
What's that?
Was it brighter side or lighter side?
Brighter
Come
side.
Come see the bright. Oh, it was brighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you remember that? How old are you?
14, sir. I've seen the commercials on YouTube.
Okay, good. That's it.
And there's a TikTok question. Going around where people dance to that.
Hold on, what? Really? Wait.
They do a dance to the Sears jingle.
Can you show me?
Yeah. Come see the brighter side of Sears.
That's my dance.
Huh?
That's my dance. There's a TikTok of my dance?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check my phone.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
My diss is going viral.
FrostyLick69 made it up, and it's gone viral.
Oh god. I bet I can get on Fallon.
Who?
Holy shit. Okay.
Who's Fallon?
How do I get out of here?
Who's Fallon? Do you mean Colin Jost?
I can get on Jost! I can get on Jost! Hold on. I gotta get out of here, okay? You have to cover for me. Okay, your new job.
But you're the best, man.
No, I'm famous now. I'm famous. It doesn't matter. I gotta get out of this wedding. This wedding's gonna hold me down. I can't be tied to this. Colin Jost might be my friend. He might need a friend. What do him and ScarJo talk about?
Wow, electric guitar. That's amazing.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello? Oh my god, it's Fallon.
Why is whoever you're talking to laughing every 3 seconds?
Hold on. Oh, it's not. Okay. Yeah, just put the bottle down. Just put the bottle down, man. Just walk away. He has a drinking problem.
Oh, whoops, I'm getting a ring here.
Okay, very funny. You put the ring in your ear. Put it back
oh,
in the box.
It fell in.
Uh-oh.
It fell in.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're starting.
Oh, I feel it in my throat. Okay, are those two things connected? Oh, no. Oh, this feels awful.
That depends. Do you have a regular body or a JPC body?
What?
And shoving you down the aisle? Dum, dum, da, dum. Dum, dum,
don't call
dum.
Me. Don't call me that. Don't call me that. Okay, dum, I tried to keep track of the ring. Get a magnet. Get a strong magnet.
Hey, don't mouth off to the priest. If the priest wants to call you, dumb. Okay, I'll get a magnet. You just chill.
Now drop it in my ear.
Okay, going down.
It got it. Did you connect the magnet to a string?
Okay, first of all, you got to tell me if you want more than just a magnet.
Fuck.
This is
I feel both.
Swallowed the spider to catch the fly type of situation, huh?
Now, what attracts a magnet? And don't say another magnet.
Sexy lady magnet?
Yes.
Magnet and a dress?
Put lipstick on a magnet. Put lipstick on a magnet.
All right, so I have your x-ray here. And I got to tell you, this is a real swallow the fly situation.
I'm sorry, doctor. Uh-huh. Me and Ray broke up 3 months ago. It is inappropriate for you to call Ray up here and bring him into the...
You didn't change your emergency contact.
Ray?
You have to update it. You think I like being here?
I got your ex-Ray here.
I gotta give Asher Perlman a text and have him make that a New Yorker curtain.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Were we in the middle of it? No, we solved that one.
I don't know.
Yeah,
a ring.
Were we in the middle though? I mean, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think we solved it. So here's something I want to ask you two. I trust you two. You're my wedding party.
Don't.
If I walk down the aisle to Monster Mash, is that going to be disruptive?
To who? It's your wedding.
It's a graveyard smash.
I knew. I loved you too.
Yeah, it's a graveyard smash.
It's so important to me to have friends who set me up to fail miserably.
Hey, Adel, I'm going to look so hot at your wedding. No one's going to be looking at you anyhow.
Aaron, are you wearing like a Diane Keaton pantsuit?
Yeah, I am.
How was Adel's wedding? He did the mesh. He did the monster mesh.
Was it a graveyard smash? No, everyone hated it.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've seen graveyard smash here.
Okay, let's get into some more riddles here, purely for Kat. What kind of running means walking?
What kind of running means walking?
When you're running for president.
Okay. Aaron, can you explain?
Please,
no.
Please, Aaron, please.
No. I can't explain.
If you have, quote unquote, the runs, you don't want to make a big deal out of it. You want to say, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. And then you want to walk very calmly to the bathroom. And as soon as that door closes, you're ripping your pants off.
Have you ever had that run? Where it's like it's coming and you're like, oh no. That's the funniest look in the world. There's nothing funnier to me than either being in that situation and thinking back on it or seeing someone else in that situation.
I'm standing 15 feet away waiting for this to be over. Just give me a little wave when it's done, okay?
In that situation, I've seen some people do some pretty comical runs, but that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about willpower. You don't.
All right, bye.
You don't need to change yourself physically. Use your willpower.
Horsepower, baby. What kind of running means walking?
Let's see.
I'm just gonna run to the store real quick, but I'm actually just gonna walk there.
So you lie to someone and then take your time?
No one thinks I'm really running to the store.
Did either of you do track and field?
No.
I tried out and I didn't like it and I quit immediately.
I did.
She could have just said no, but she chose to tell.
No, I guess I did it for a week.
Failure.
Oh, how'd you do?
Terribly. I didn't like it one bit, and I was like, no.
I had a very weird body, so I did the 200. I did the 200 meter dash. I also ran the 800, and then I threw shot put because I'm built very weirdly.
That all checks out to me. I get it. It's called podcast your body.
Pod Bob.
Ooh,
it's like Dad Bod, but worse. What kind of running means whacking?
Oh, if you get like a home run, you just have to walk. You don't have to actually run
those
bases.
That's a really good answer, JCC.
That's a phenomenal answer, but not in this.
I would like to see a scene.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, no, it's too late. I'm so sorry. JPC, you are a guy who just hit a home run, and you're really milking it. When you get around to, you're just like walking real slow. You're really making a meal out of it.
Okay.
And there's Williams with the swing. It's out of here. Going, gone. That is 378 feet.
Oh, my God. Up. Is that a home run? Is that a home run?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That is?
Yep.
We can be sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I take
Williams,
the bases.
Williams seems to be having a conversation with the ump.
The bases, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on real quick before I start walking. Catcher. You were talking a bunch of shit right before I hit that ball. You got anything to say now?
No. I mean, no.
I actually got something for you.
Oh, and he's taking out his phone. He's taking a selfie with the catcher.
I'm going to send this to your wife. So that's what a home run baseball player
Come on, man.
I've never
just
seen
go.
Anything like this.
Fuck you both.
Fuck
you,
me.
You held me down. Yeah, you held me down for too long. What are you going to do, take the runaway? It's impossible. I already hit it. I'm walking.
Go, man, go.
I'm going. Oh, big stretch.
Oh, and Williams is down on his belly and he's crawling on his hands and knees as if he's half asleep.
I'm the alligator man and I'm going to first base. Hey, anyone in the audience of this baseball game, $100 to bring me a Pepsi right now. I give you a crisp $100 bills to bring
me a
Pepsi.
And it seems like Williams thinks that the stands can hear him. Of course, he's too far away.
Dude, I'm the first baseman, and it took you way too long to get over here. Just go.
You're the first baseman? Try harder. Maybe you'll get laid one day, pal. Boom! I actually got something for you.
So mean.
Williams took out a cordless mic and seems to be telling slams and jokes about the first baseman.
What is it, man?
It's a selfie. Going to send this to your wife. Maybe
Please
she'll see
this.
What it's like to have a home run baseball player at home. Anyway.
This is so mean.
You're a clown. See you later. I touched the base. Walking to second.
Wow, and Williams has taken a Nutri-Grain bar out of his pockets. It seems like he stopped for a little snack between first and second. He's taking out a Capri Sun.
Stay hydrated. You gotta stay hydrated.
It looks like he can't find purchase into the Capri Sun. We all know we have trouble with that.
They make the goddamn thing so fucking hard to got it. And
the crowd is going wild for Williams finding purchase in the Capri Sun. He's moonwalking the second.
Oh, yeah. Don't respect the artist, but do respect the art form, just so everybody knows.
I cannot believe how long it took you to get to second base, dude. Just go.
Just go what?
Go to third.
Go to your wife's house. Let me give you a little selfie. Send that to her. Okay, what's your number? I don't have your number.
And William seems to be feeling up the second baseman. I feel like it's some sort of joke about getting to second base, but the crowd is going wild.
He gets it.
I get this all the time. I get it. It's funny. Now go.
He gets the joke. All right. Okay, to third then?
Yeah, go. Get out of here, man.
Quick stop to home plate. Punch the pitcher in the dick.
And the stands are starting to empty. People are treating this as if Paul McCartney's playing his new stuff.
All right, I'm going to third. Don't worry about it. Going to third. Actually, I'm going to do a quick run. I'm going to get a hot dog. So give me 1 second. Hey, save my spot.
Can you get me a hot dog, man?
Yeah, I'll get you a hot dog. Let me just take
Williams
a picture.
Is putting down a quarter almost like as if he's golfing and moving his ball out of the way.
I'll get you a hot dog to take a selfie. Say that to your wife. There's a hot dog right there.
hot dog
Come on,
baseball
man, I'm
player.
Hungry. Please just go. Run home.
You're hungry? Well, I got two hot dogs right here.
Can I have one? Please.
And Williams is eating two hot dogs at the same time. He's getting inside a Mitsubishi Lancer, and he's driving donuts around the third baseman.
Dude, please.
I take these Lancer keys, I whip them into the audience. Someone just won a Lancer. That guy just won a Lancer. Okay, touch third. And going to home?
Oh, it looks like Williams is leaving the stadium. Oh, he's walking a few blocks to, I believe, where his condominium resides. He's putting the keys in the door. He can't find purchase in the lock.
Come on, motherfucker. They make these things so goddamn hard to find. Oh, there it is.
Wait a minute.
Go home.
What's that? The ump is telling us that it was actually a foul ball. That didn't count at all.
Folks, I'm sorry that I missed that. I'm going to resign today.
I'm already home. I'm not going back. I mean, turn off all the lights.
Instant reviews have ruined baseball.
Oh, God.
I don't think baseball has instant reviews. Couldn't care. Don't know. Couldn't care. I feel like I've been to so many baseball games, but I feel like it's the least exciting thing to watch.
I love baseball games. I love getting a hot dog and a cider and just chilling out.
Baseball games.
It's fun to go with friends and dick around, yeah.
I think that they're exciting when like exciting shit is happening. That's like energetic, but so much of baseball games is just like nobody's hitting. It's another strikeout. Then the other team takes the field, and it's another strikeout. And the other team takes it, and it's like
it's wild that one
hit
of the
ball.
It's wild that one of the biggest things you can hope for is for there to be a no hitter, which is where nothing happens.
Nothing
basically.
Fucking happens. Yeah,
it's the only game where the defense has the ball.
Yeah,
I love going to games to see the Cubs and the Red Sox. Those just have the best vibes. They're better. Anytime I've gone to another baseball game, I'm like, this stadium is boring and it sucks. But I like a place with a little history to it.
Mm-hmm. I think those are the only two like original stadiums in baseball. Because all the other ones, I think, got torn down and moved to like the outskirts of every town for the most part. Have you been to a Dodger game or Angels or anything?
I've been to a Yankees game. Didn't care for it.
Not in California?
No, I haven't been to a Dodgers game. Sean went to one.
Let's go to one on New Year's Eve.
Are you coming or what?
I did watch a video that a friend sent to me that was 2021 MLB worst swings. And there is something very funny about watching people who get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars just doing so poorly at their job.
The best of the best of the best baseball players like Mike Trout or Barry Bonds or whoever, they hit the ball 3 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
they were the pinnacle of success in baseball.
I would love to know what it feels like to hit a home run, like in your body.
Great.
That must feel really cool.
I hit one in a friend's game in high school. It felt amazing. And it felt like I didn't put any power behind it, and it just like hit the bat so perfectly, and it got lost in like the woods. It felt incredible.
Ugh, what I would give.
What a jolt of thrill.
My firstborn son, I think. Anyone's willing to make that deal.
What kind of running means walking?
Oh, God, this. Okay.
This again?
Hint. Give me a hint.
So before, let's see, what kind of running means walking? So even before running and walking in this instance, you're actually sitting.
Oh.
So the order would go sitting, running, walking.
So wait.
So what could happen while you're sitting that would cause you to start walking?
I'm sitting at the bar. Yeah. This fucking dope ass fucking idiot next to me starts fucking running his mouth, and my friend goes, "Just walk away." And I go, "I will walk away." And I walk to the door of the bar, and then what do? I lock the door, and I say, "You're done, motherfucker." I turn around, and that guy beats the shit out of me. That guy whips my candy ass all across that bar. Mm-hmm. He's putting me on the bar. He's sliding me down the whole thing. All the fucking drinks are splashing in my face. I shouldn't have never fought that guy.
Is that the answer?
Is that
the
answer?
That is, yeah.
Yes!
Word for word.
Two answers. Sitting, running, walking.
Yeah, and the sitting was my hint, but it's the original riddle is what kind of running means walking. But in this instance, you're sitting first, doing something. You're sitting, but you're actively involved in some activity.
I got it.
You're running, and then because of the certain type of running, you now have to walk.
So here's what it is.
Yes,
you're sitting, Aaron. I'm sorry. You're defecating. You're doing a number two. Then you get up. The water is running as you wash your hands. And then you're walking out of the bathroom, proudly declaring, nothing weird happened in there. It's the normal one that I do. It's a piss. I did piss.
This is
from my face
because
my bladder's in my head. What's going on, Adel? What's the answer? I would like to just know it.
Let me say, when you're sitting, your hands and feet are actively engaged.
Hands and feet?
Yeah. So what kind of sitting are you doing
like
when your
bike?
Hands and feet are actively engaged? Like a bike, but different. So what are some other things that are like a bike,
like
but different?
Like working out?
Well, possibly, but think of different modes of transportation.
Using a scooter.
That's pretty much a bike. Scooters
a
is
a boat?
But on land. Closer, but something on land.
A boat, but on land. Sir!
That's a Cadillac.
Are you driving a car?
You are driving a car. So how are you driving a car?
I don't use my feet.
And then there's something going on with running, and then that means walking.
The car is running?
In this instance, it's actually not running because something happened that involves running.
I don't. So the car runs out of gas and you have to run to get gas?
Yes. That's it.
And then walk back?
My boy. Marty, you did it.
I don't get it, though. What is it?
I don't get this at all.
What's the answer?
Running out of gas.
Running out of gas.
What kind of running means walking? Running out of gas, because then you have to walk your ass to the gas station.
Okay, that's fine.
Did I ever tell you about a friend of mine, who I won't blow up their spot on the podcast by saying their name. They got picked up at the airport by their in-laws, and then their in-laws ran out of gas driving home, and they had to walk to get gas. And it was like... It immediately takes like the nice gesture of picking someone up from the airport and fucking kicks it into the fucking sun.
Turns it into a nightmare. It kicks it into the sun.
Doing someone a favor and being like, "I'll give you a ride," and then running out of gas is the most bullshit thing of all.
I'm the king of stuff like that. I am the goddamn king of stuff like that.
Have you ever run out of gas, Aaron?
Oh, dude. Shit like that all the time. Can I tell you something? Sean told me recently that he goes like, you just care too much about taking care of other people, but usually you just like make it worse because you are like trying to help. And I try to help so much and I just end up making it a bigger chore for everyone involved.
I want to see a scene.
I can see that.
Aaron, you are driving your car and it is just on the precipice of empty. Mm-hmm. JPC, you are a hitchhiker who.
Works for me.
You're in the South. You're a redneck hiker.
I'm going to a national park.
You're a hitchhiker who Aaron picks up, and then you're both in a bad situation.
Hey.
Thank you.
Jump on in. Don't mind the birds.
No, never do. Very funny. Two middle fingers. Very funny.
Come on in.
No, thank you so much for picking me up. I know people are weird about hitchhikers.
No
but
worries. Where are you going, pal?
Wichita.
Oh, great.
But I'll basically go as far as you can take me west, and that's great for
me. No, that's great. I'm going to the exact same place. This worked out awesome. Any preference on music? Oh.
God, the Les Miserables soundtrack.
I got that for you.
Holy shit, really?
I got it. I'm the original West End cast, the number
Whoa.
One, baby. Yeah, you're
that's
welcome.
That's my favorite cast.
Do you want a snack?
Because
I have a bunch of great snacks up here. Do you want something?
Do you have white cheddar goldfish by any chance?
I have white cheddar goldfish.
Holy God.
And here's a little warm blanket. And just
this
settle
is
in.
So warm. You were sitting on this. Thank you so much.
And I ran out of gas. Can you can you walk like the 50 miles to go get it? I've been so accommodating.
50 miles?
Yeah.
I think there's a gas station like way closer than
that. I don't like that gas. I like the one that's far.
We see a road sign that says Wichita, 35 miles.
Can you go get the gas, please?
You want to walk past Wichita?
Yeah.
You were so nice.
Yeah.
You were so nice. You wanted to play the music I like, the white cheddar goldfish, and no one ever even has those. I think they're discontinued.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hurry back.
Hurry as well?
And I'm actually strapped for cash, too, so if you could cover it.
I mean, I can't. I really can't. I mean, I'm, like, hard up for money because I'm hitchhiking to Wichita.
Please.
Oh, God. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm Robert Downey Jr. I'm researching a role where I have to play a hitchhiker. And
great,
so,
this is pretty commonplace. Off you go.
Well, hold on. No, just I'm not just off. I have a team of handlers who's like right down the road, and they could.
I would really like for you to do it.
Oh. No, I wasn't saying that my handlers would go get the gas. I was just saying I'm done with this situation and with you.
Oh, thank you so much for going to get the gas for me. You wouldn't want me dying out here.
Okay. You know I was Iron Man, right?
Yeah, I feel like Iron Man doesn't want bad press.
You know, before I was Iron Man, I was Robert Downey Jr.
I know,
right?
And you don't want to backslide into that bad will, right?
Backslide's pretty much my middle name, honestly.
Well, off you go.
Has anybody made a witch hiker? Is that a thing? Is that something fun, a witch hiker?
Was like Henry Cavill hitchhiking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, could be.
Toss a coin to your...
witch hiker.
Or Hitchita, is that
yesterday,
something?
Yesterday, me saying please just reminded me of this. It's been making me laugh. Yesterday, Sean and I watched a friend of his directed a... like a church pageant Christmas show with children that they filmed.
No.
I gotta say, I think it might be my new favorite movie. It's insane. I loved it. There's a part in it though where a little boy comes out from the curtain. He goes, I like to be, it's like the reasons why they do the pageant. The song is like, why do you do the pageant? Why do you do the pageant? And he comes out of the curtain and he goes, I like to be a star on stage. And he loses confidence.
No.
And then a little girl comes out and crosses her arms and goes, hang out with kids of an older age. And I can't stop singing in my head. I like to be a star on stage and hang out with kids of an older age.
That's honestly, Aaron, that's kind of what you're doing right now.
I know.
Yeah, we're both older than you. And we're kids at heart and kids mentally.
I can't get it out of my
and
head.
And physically. Physically in terms of strength.
Yeah, exactly. Hang out with kids of an older age.
Aaron, besides hanging out with kids of an older age, is there anything else you like to do in terms of plugs?
I would say... I actually have a new podcast coming out in mid-February, so follow me on Instagram to get info about that. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a D&D podcast that I've been working on for a little over a year, so I'm excited about it.
So excited to listen to this.
And they already, these two older kids, already verbally confirmed to me that they would be guests on the show eventually, so...
Anytime. Do you want to say the name, Aaron?
It's called Sitcom D&D, and it's Sitcom D&D.
Social media pages and, out there, right?
There is. And there's a Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
You say this podcast is a Dungeons and Dragons and comedy podcast,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure we're sold on that order? We don't want to say a Dungeons and Comedy and Dragons? I mean, which is there more of in this podcast? Is it because, like, dragons being second? Makes it seem like
comedy,
there's going to be a lot of dragons.
Dungeons and dragons and riddles. Hold on. But I'm really, really excited about it, and I think you will like it. I think people will like it. So check it out.
Hell yeah. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
I mean, yeah, man. I got lots of stuff to plug. I'm doing so much.
You're
I got
crying.
So much going on.
You're crying.
All right,
no, it's pee.
Me.
If it's coming
here's
from his head, I'll remember.
No. You can find me at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I stream video games over there. If you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, boo, or you're just stealing your parents, go give me your Prime sub. Just go and subscribe to the channel. It's an easy thing to do. I do it all the time. And you can also follow me on Twitter @GPSoFly or at Instagram @SharkBarkman. And listen to the Bill Buds podcast. And that's it. That's all I've got. Adel, what the fuck do you have to talk about?
Whoa!
Yikes, I'll take it. I think everyone should check out the Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon. We have that up and going, and it's a very good time. And then I also have a new podcast. It's myself and JPC, and we're also doing a kind of D&D thing. It's called Dumb Jims and Dragons. JPC and I both play characters named Jim, not unlike Jim from The Office. We're both super dumb, and we try and fight dragons. So check out Dumb Jims and Dragons.
Don't do this. Now people are going to want to see it. Don't do this. Now we have to do a Patreon episode of that.
You're right. Aaron, I apologize. It's called Dumb Djinns and Dragons. We're both genies. We're granting wishes, but we're super stupid.
I love
it.
The other thing that's wild about it is that if you spell our name Jim, J-I-M, it's pronounced Jim. But if you do G-Y-M, it's pronounced Gim.
If you capitalize the G. You're right. Now, Aaron, there's famously a capital J out there that changes the meaning of a word. Do you know what word I'm thinking of?
Juice.
Well, well,
Jupiter.
Maybe. Thank you.
I
bye forever.
Should have caffeinated before this episode.
I should have caffeinated before this episode.
Perfect. Yeah, we're doing vocal warm-ups at the end.
At the end.
Excellent.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Hans and Christians. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Backed by popular demand, we return to the fairy tales of Hans Christian Andersen. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew to get ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.